This is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is Making a Difference, stories featuring organizations in our listening area that make our communities a better place to live. Since the 1960s, a Northeast Arkansas organization has worked to provide money to help those who have cerebral palsy. In 1972, the Northeast Arkansas Council of United Cerebral Palsy was chartered as part of the national organization. The chapter serves 12 counties in Northeast Arkansas and Dunklin and Pemiscot counties in Southeast Missouri. The Northeast Arkansas Council of United Cerebral Palsy puts together a yearly telethon to raise funds to help families. Last year, over $93,000 was raised. On Sunday afternoon, the 2013 annual United Cerebral Palsy Telethon takes place at Arkansas State University's College of Communications TV studio. The 7-hour telethon starts at noon and will be broadcast live on KAIT television in Jonesboro. Charlotte Eddington has been with the organization since it formed. She has served many roles, including president and treasurer. Eddington tells what cerebral palsy is.
Cerebral palsy is an injury to the brain, and it can come at any time, actually, but it's usually at birth. Premature babies don't receive enough oxygen, or they have an umbilical cord that causes oxygen not to get to the brain. Some of those are the things that cause. It can cause various forms. Now, my son is 52, and he was a preemie, and at that time they did not have the capabilities of monitoring children like they do now. Now they get children just immediately, and they're able to monitor their oxygen levels, monitor all the fluid levels, and take care. And so we don't have the amount of brain damage that we did in the beginning.
Eddington tells why the organization is important.
There's a need for this organization because the funds that people receive from various agencies do not cover all the things that people need. So we were organized in order. In the early years, we did funding for like wheelchairs and braces and therapy and those kinds of things. And guess what? Those cute little kids got older. So now the funding we do is still braces and wheelchairs, but we also do ramps and bathrooms so they're accessible. Matching funds for buses is a real important thing, and we like to do those because that's a match, and that gives us a better use of our funds.
According to Eddington, Sunday's telethon is the primary way the Northeast Arkansas Council of United Cerebral Palsy helps those in need.
Our major source of funding is the telethon, and we have that every year and have since 1969, 73, all the way through. We have been very, very fortunate in this community to have such terrific support of the telethon. It always amazes me that people just continue to contribute. And they do that, I think, because they know that we are going to use those funds judiciously. And they know that we're going to help to make the lives of people a lot easier. So we have had terrific support in all of Northeast Arkansas, not just Jonesboro. We have really good support from all the areas. And there are centers, 9 centers, that we help. So, we've just been real lucky.
The annual telethon began in the early 1970s and originated from either the Indian Mall or the KAIT studios. Since 1993, the telethon has been broadcast from the ASU television studios on the campus of Arkansas State University in Jonesboro. Donations are taken by phone during the telethon, and businesses or individuals making a $1,000 donation are invited to the studio to present the money on camera. 70 VIPs, who are representatives from the community, have been working to raise money and will be on the air answering phones during the telethon. Radio TV students at the university get a chance to volunteer and pick up studio experience in their chosen field. Honorary Chairman Richard Carville oversaw the radio television department when the telethon moved to Arkansas State. Carville tells what happens behind the scenes during the event.
When a pledge comes in, the person who's taking that pledge answers the telephone and writes down the information. And when that person's VIP panel shift is over with, they turn those pledge sheets in. Well, those pledge sheets then go into the computer room next door to the television studios, where volunteers input that data into a program that generates a pledge card. They take that pledge card and return envelope and put it in an envelope. And before everything is finished up, maybe an hour or two after they go off the air, everything will be done, ready to put in the mail for those people who have called in and pledged. And so it takes a lot of students at ASU, not only radio TV students, but they solicit sororities and fraternities, and they come out and they do the input on those computers and help out that way. So not only in the TV studio with helping run the cameras and that sort of thing, but also a lot of behind-the-scenes work, too.
The annual telethon features a superstar who is an ambassador for the chapter. This year, 9-year-old Jariah Buford from Osceola is the superstar. Buford is not able to feed herself or speak. Her caregiver is Evelyn White. Dina Mueller was a superstar in 1994 and 1995 and was 4 and 5 years old, respectively, when she was named as a superstar. Mueller tells her story.
I was born 10 weeks early, and I was 3 pounds, 4 ounces, and apparently when I was born, I had a lack of oxygen to my brain, and it caused the cerebral palsy. I didn't learn to walk until I had hamstring release surgery when I was 4 years old. The person I have to thank for walking is Miss Cindy Van Horn. She works out at the Learning Center now, and she, honestly, if it hadn't been for her, I don't think I would be here in college today either. And she's greatly benefited from UCP, too, because she works out at the Learning Center, and they do so much. I went through school. I was one of the very first disabled children that was mainstreamed. And now I'm in college, and I'm going to be doing the same thing with my students.
Mueller is a student at Arkansas State University and is majoring in early childhood special education. According to Mueller, the Northeast Arkansas Council of United Cerebral Palsy has helped her in numerous ways due to the money raised from the telethons.
They have done everything from purchase the remainder of crutches for me to the wheelchair lift for my dad's van, to giving me a computer program where I actually talk into a microphone and it will type my papers for college, which is basically how I do all of my papers, I don't know what I would do without that program. And they recently just bought me a brand new Kindle that will read my books to me, my textbooks even. So it makes college a lot easier.
And Mueller tells how she's seen the organization help others.
I've had several people that I've known from therapy over the years that they've helped. They gave one of my friends a bathroom remodel, which is a huge undertaking. They actually remodeled her whole, basement for her, totally ADA accessible because the house they had was not accessible for her. And she's now in college, so it's gone full circle. They've also helped several of my friends, one of my friends with a custom-backed wheelchair. Because of her scoliosis, she had to have something molded to her back. So they helped her with that. And then they helped the Learning Center, too. And I've done my field, too, out there. Some of my student observation teaching, they give them equipment and just all different kinds of stuff. So they've helped a lot of kids.
Board member Charlotte Eddington says all of the money that is raised stays in Northeast Arkansas and Dunklin and Pemiscot counties in Southeast Missouri. The 2013 United Cerebral Palsy Telethon takes place on KAIT Television Sunday afternoon from noon to 7. More information can be found by calling 1-800-226-6174 or by mailing UCP at P.O. Box 4081, Jonesboro, Arkansas, 72403. This is Making a Difference on KASU. Stories featuring organizations in our listening area that make our communities a better place to live.